created by loosely based facts and loose meat sandwiches. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Colleen, I haven't really spoken of this much, of this, my traumatic experience that happened last week.
What happened, Kurt?
A spider.
Oh, of course,
it's involved. Spider.
A spider.
A spider.
Uh-huh. I heard you the first three times.
Got into my mouth.
Oh.
Into my mouth.
Did it.
Not one of your crazy, oh, when we sleep, we consume over 30 spiders a year or whatever. No. I was cleaning out the garage, and the spider was just dangling. I didn't see it, but it was dangling just by a web. You know, sometimes it was hanging in the middle.
Yeah.
And I didn't see it until it was too late, and it was right in front of me, and I go, ah! And all of a sudden, it's gone. And all of a sudden, I feel something on my tongue. On my tongue. And I quickly grab it with my finger, and there it is. I pulled it out. Off my tongue. A spider. A spider was in my mouth, on my tongue.
Okay. Well, there's a couple things at play here. One.
I nearly collapsed.
This is what all your drama gets you, all of your dramatic inhaling and screaming and flaunting about
it
gets you as you end up eating
dramatic.
The spider.
It was simply a mere...
The poor spider. I know, the poor spider.
The poor spider's just dangling there,
thinking I'm almost to the ground where I can get my food, and then all of a sudden there's this huge suction of wind. I'm sure the spider's like, where's this derecho coming from? And you just sucked it right in your mouth. And ate it like an ogre.
It was still alive.
Oh, gosh.
It was still alive. I didn't eat it because
you're lucky it didn't, like, sting your...
I don't know what kind of spider it was.
Your tongue.
It was, you know, the size of about a dime.
What? The size of a dime?
Yeah, a dime. Yeah. But there's a leg. I mean, that's... Yeah. I actually thought it was... That was... Not too. I was happy.
I wonder if it had babies on its back, and they all just went running off on your tongue
right now, and I'm going to poop out spiders one day.
That is so gross. It is so gross.
But it was traumatic.
You were the spider.
Who cares about the spider?
You weren't inhaled into somebody's mouth.
The spider has no more feeling. It was stomped on. Okay? I stepped on the spider after I threw it to the ground. And it tried to scurry away. I said, no, thank you.
Well, you're lucky you didn't choke on it. I mean, really, you could have inhaled it all the way to the back.
It's not solid.
You would have been choking on a spider. It could have gone into your lung.
No, it wouldn't have gone into my lungs.
If it had gone into your lung, you'd be a news story.
I probably would have been.
You'd be in this, you know, we get all this prep every morning. You'd make the prep.
Idiot in Iowa swallows a spider.
It gets stuck in his lung.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ends up needing surgery or something.
To remove it?
Yeah.
After it lays its eggs?
It's not good.
515-280-1025.
What did you inhale? Is that what you want to hear?
When was a bug in your mouth? You're not being supportive. Good morning.
Good morning. We wanted a comment about the spider incident they were talking about.
Kurt eating spiders?
Yeah, I didn't, didn't eat it.
No, we feel very sorry for Kurt because when you were talking about it, we are scared deathly of spiders. And when you mentioned that, we were like... Me and my daughter are sitting here waiting for her to go into school, and it was just an awful experience listening to you doing that, and we wanted to say we feel very, very sorry for you, and we go for your side, and we don't go for Colleen. We don't feel sorry for the spider. We feel sorry for you.
Well, thank you. What's your name, and what's your daughter's name?
Anna and Isabella.
Well, thank you for having kind heart. Hear that, Colleen? Kindness is nice. All right, as opposed to you worried about the spider. You started a GoFundMe page for the stupid spider.
All I'm saying is that if you hadn't been acting so dramatically with your mouth open screaming over a dime-sized spider, then you'd be just fine. It was your own actions.
One day a spider...
You inhaled the spider.
One day a spider is going to land on your face.
She'll eat it. And then she'll come back and be telling us her dramatic experience, and then she'll be like... Oh, I feel sorry for you, Kurt. It wasn't your fault. It was the spider's fault.
Listen, I've known Colleen for 2 decades. That'll be her first apology I've ever heard.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
Thank you for calling. Yes. We appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
Off the rails yet again. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.